Nolte, Trump's job approval with black and Hispanic adults jumps in second term. By John Nolte on April 9, 2025. Compared to his first term, President Trump is enjoying elevated approval ratings in his second term thanks mainly to Hispanic, black, and young adults. The president has averaged 45% approval in Gallup polls conducted between January and March of this year, slightly better than the 42% average during the same months in 2017. His ratings have also improved among Hispanic, black, and young adults, although approval remains relatively low among these traditionally Democratic groups, Gallup adds. At this same time in 2017, Trump's job approval rating sat at 42%. Today, his average job approval rating sits 3 points higher at 45%. Trump's approval among men has jumped 6 points, same with those aged 18 to 29 and those aged 30 to 49. Among all racial minorities, Trump enjoys a 12-point jump. With black and Hispanic adults, Trump's job approval has increased by 9 and 15 points, respectively. Except for self-identified Democrats and liberals, the biggest decrease in Trump approval compared to 2017 comes from those 65 and older. 8 years ago, he had 50% approved. That has since dipped 6 points to 44%. This is likely due to two things. First, retired Americans worry about the stock market more than young folks. Younger people can ride out a bear market. Retired people fear having to sell some of their portfolio when the market is down for supplemental income or the annual required minimum distribution, RMD, once you hit age 73. The other problem with the 65-plus crowd is that they still rely too much on the fake media for news. Alternative news sites that report truth and facts, like Breitbart News, require a streaming service or getting online. The inverse is true with young voters. They are moving further away from Democrats because they are tech-savvy and avail themselves of alternative media and ideas. Joe Rogan doesn't lie to them. Jake Tapper does. This polling should and likely does terrify Democrats and the organized left. Media, academia, Hollywood, etc. Remember when the regime media crow demographics are destiny under the assumption that the increase in the Hispanic population would be the end of the Republican Party? Fake news. Hispanics are moving to the GOP. Remember how it was assumed the Obama generation would replace all those dead old people who reliably voted Republican and that would be the end of the Republican Party? More fake news. What we are seeing is that as the legacy media implode their credibility and people move to alternative news sites, the demographic destiny has flipped in favor of the GOP. There are other factors. The left's COVID fascism, which was all based on lies, the open border, all this trans insanity, record inflation, the failure of the Biden administration, the collapse of Democrat-run cities, and so on. Another reason for this is Trump himself and his extraordinary communication skills. He's a fearless communicator who understands the traps the fake media set to stop Republicans from telling the truth, especially to groups Democrats cannot survive without. The good news is that the people around Trump, like Vice President J.D. Vance, Secretary of State Marco Rubio, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent, and others are as or nearly as effective and waiting in the wings to lead the GOP into the future after Trump completes his second, third, or fourth term. Of course, all of this could turn on a dime if there's a recession or Trump's tariff gambit fails to pay off. This is simply the lay of the land as I see it now. Borrowed Time is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.